Hello and welcome to the first in a series of interviews exploring the strategic value of public relations to business. I'm Koray Kamgoz from the Chartered Institute of Public Relations, and I'm delighted to be joined by John Holland Kay, Chief Executive Officer at Heathrow Airport. John, it's a pleasure to have you with us at the CIPR. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, thank you.
Your role gives you the responsibility for the growth and sustainability of one of the world's largest airports. How important is public relations advice when making long-term strategic decisions for Heathrow?
Well, we view communications generally as being vital to what we do. Just 10 years ago, Heathrow was rated one of the worst airports in the world. And that is the impression that many of our international travellers still have of us. And yet the reality today is vastly different from that. We're now rated as one of the top 10 airports in the world. So being able to communicate how we have changed to a global audience is hugely important. And that is where public relations and communications generally become a strategic value to us in managing our reputation and encouraging people to choose us from all over the world as the hub of choice for travelling through Europe.
What advice can public relations specialists bring to CEOs that other specialisms can't?
The communications role is an incredibly difficult and probably poorly understood role. You have to understand the strategic vision for the company and what matters to us longer term, but you also have to understand the detail of the operations. You've got to be incredibly flexible and able to respond in the right way at very short notice, and to be consistent with all the different audiences we're speaking to, whether it's colleagues, passengers, politicians, local community. It's an incredibly complex challenge, but they do a fantastic job. And it is a real skill to be able to think at a strategic level and then understand the implications at a very local level. And if I give you an example of the kind of things that they have to deal with, we had an incident just over a year ago when our biggest airline had a problem with its IT systems, which meant that many flights were cancelled. And our communications team were some of the first people to be aware of the issue because we found out about it through social media almost instantly and very quickly were able to make sure that we were communicating a clear message to passengers that was consistent with the message that British Airways was giving, which helped to give people as much information as possible given in a very fast-moving situation. That's incredibly complex thing to do. It's got far more complex over the last few years with the rise in social media and the shorter response time that people have. But our communications team is absolutely first class, and we have a very good level of support from some of our agency teams. And it's one of those times when, as a chief executive, I'm very grateful for having such a high quality team who can help to manage our reputation and give passengers the information they need at the same time, making very quick decisions in a high pressure environment very quickly, usually at the weekend, because these things always seem to happen at the weekend or at the bank holiday. So I'm really, really grateful for the great professionalism, commitment and skill of our communications team.
Can you think of any specific examples of where public relations has impacted key business decisions?
A good example of this actually would be around our expansion campaign. And if you look back 10 years ago, the Conservative government at that time just come into coalition government with the Liberal Democrats. And one of the first things they agreed on was that Heathrow expansion couldn't go ahead. Today, just 2 months ago, Parliament voted overwhelmingly in support of Heathrow expansion. 8 years ago, when the government at the time made that decision, there wasn't really a clarity for what the benefits were for expanding Heathrow, why it was so important to the whole national economy. Now we have that clarity, and this is something that our communications team have really helped to hone and to reinforce.
I'm glad you touched on expansion. The decision on the third runway was an extremely complex issue, which involved communicating with a very broad range of stakeholders, from politicians to residents. What role did public relations and communications play in achieving the go-ahead for the third runway?
The communications team did a fantastic job of identifying who some of our main stakeholders, influencers might be, and helping us to make sure that we had a very clear and simple message for them about the benefits that would come to their constituents if they were an MP from backing expansion of Heathrow. And they did a very good job of making sure we had a good fact base to support us. And that's something that you wouldn't necessarily expect from a communications team. People often think about communications as being more about message than about substance. Actually, with our team, it's very much the other way around. The communications team have done a fantastic job of making sure we had a very clear plan that had integrity and that we could communicate it very clearly so people could have confidence that we would do what we said we would do.
I want to ask you about Brexit. Much has been said and written about the impact of Brexit on Heathrow. What can you tell me about your plans for post-Brexit operations, and what role has PR and communication played in influencing those?
Well, our job is to make sure that things keep working seamlessly as we leave the EU. Aviation is not bound by any other global agreements. It's all done on a bilateral basis. And yet, if you can't get places, if you can't get your goods to different markets, then the economy can be very significantly affected. And I think what our communications team and our airline business partners have done successfully is to make sure that we understand that issue and that politicians understand that issue. And they've given a lot of precedence to aviation, because it's no good having a world trade agreement to fall back on for being able to sell goods if you cannot get them to market. It's absolutely vital for the future success of our economy that we have a seamless aviation sector as we leave the EU. So our communications team have done a fabulous job in clearly understanding that issue, making sure that politicians and other stakeholders understand it, and that aviation gets the focus it needs if we're to make a success of Brexit.
So do you see this communications team as part of a broader team responsible for mitigating reputational risk?
Very much, yeah. In fact, our communications team is part of our sustainability, reputation and risk team, led by our chief of staff, because they're all connected. Our sustainability agenda, our legal position and our reputation, but also managing the external communication to a wide range of stakeholders, and our internal communications team. So they work very well, and they make sure that the communications team are very well plugged into what is happening across the business.
Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.